It's Texans All Access here in the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio. Mark Vandermeer and John McClain with you, joined by Rick Smith, Executive Vice President and General Manager. How's it going, Rick?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Doing very well. Back good. From the bye, going to Seattle. Big game. Your thoughts heading into it?
Yeah, good to have a little bit of rest time and to get healed up a little bit. And I think our guys did that and got away. And it's been good since they've been back this week. We've got to be focused, obviously, going into maybe the most hostile environment in the NFL up in Seattle. And looking forward to it. You know, looking forward to a big challenge, and looking forward to what our team is capable of doing, and just excited about the opportunity.
I'm doing a thing for tomorrow. I'm talking to some players who played in the last game y'all played against Seattle. You know, you bring up Richard Sherman, you don't need to say anything else. What do you think when you think back about that game and the way what transpired?
Well, that's an interesting question, John. And really, that particular game, there was a moment in that game, and several moments where I just remember watching, and we sit, you know, where we sit in the stadium, and it's an end zone view, and I just remember watching both sidelines, and there was a stark difference between their sideline and our sideline, and some of it was just the energy that they continued to maintain even when they were down, and you could kind of just see the tide turning, and it just was pretty remarkable as I watched that. And so you know, I pay attention to stuff like that, and so you know, that was probably the most most impactful thing I remember from it, is that they knew that they were always in the game. They never doubted that they were going to win that football game, and then when they made a couple plays and the momentum really did change and shift, you know, our sideline was flat. You know, it was just night and day between the two sidelines.
Rick, it's so strange in the NFL because we're talking about that game, and that was so long ago. So many things have happened since then. It's just strange the way the schedule's set up sometimes. You only see an NFC team once every 4 years, and that kind of contributes to the strangeness of playing this squad. There's a lot of prep to do, a lot of getting to know you to do when you play a team like this.
Yeah, but I think that's fun, though, especially as a coach, because we do play some teams, you know, often, and so there's some familiarity. And so it's a little bit of a challenge when you've got a team that you don't see very often. So all of a sudden you get a little bit more excited when you turn the tape on, because you're really looking for all the things that are there that will help you, you know, game plan and figure out a way to, you know, to win.
Last time the Texans played at Seattle, you were in Denver. The Astros were in the World Series. They got swept 4-0. Now, of course, they've won a game and they're 1-1. And
we're going to try to figure out some kind of parallel here.
I won't bring up that Texans got beat 42-10.
God, gave
up 300-something yards rushing. But when you see a team like the Astros doing it well as well, all the players are talking about it. Can that inspire or anything? Does it have any kind of role on a football team that's watching them up close?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting you use the word inspire, because I have my youngest son is Christian. He's 8 years old. And he said to me the other day that he wanted to play baseball. And I said, well, you know, you played baseball a couple of years ago, but then you didn't want to play last year. So why do you want to play this year? And he said, the Astros are inspiring me. And it was just a remarkable statement to come from a kid that said that, you know. And so I do believe, John, I think that one of the things that we all recognize is that the city is so, you know, supportive, and they're behind what we do. And a lot of our motivation, believe it or not, is to bring a championship to the city, because we feel like the folks in this city deserve that. And so we recognize that we can be inspiration, and we can, we can help people, feel a little bit better about themselves. And so, yeah, I think that, the entire city is caught up in what the Astros are doing. We're certainly proud of them and watching them and rooting them on like heck.
Well, speaking of inspired, a lot of people are inspired. Dwayne Brown came back. And what can Dwayne do for the team at this point? And also, how is it different when he came back from that long layoff because of the injury instead of coming back when he's 100% ready to go?
Well, a couple of things. I think we've got to be really, really diligent about how we bring him back, okay? And there is a little bit of a difference from the standpoint that in this instance, he was not here in the building, okay? So he hadn't been here since, 9 months ago. And so we had, control over what he was doing in the rehab setting before when he was injured. And so we had a much better idea of where he was physically and a much more institutional control over that when he was, coming back from the injury, different than when he was holding out. So he's come back. He's been in good shape. We did put a protocol in place to assess where he was from a fitness perspective, from a strength perspective. And so, you know, he's a professional. So he was in shape. He did a nice job of keeping his body in shape. But there's nothing that you can do outside of this environment to prepare yourself and prepare your body to be in this environment except be in this environment. And
right.
So we've got to make sure that we're smart as we indoctrinate him and bring him back into the system and into competitive play so that we keep him safe. And, you know, but all the other things from a mental standpoint and what we do, you know, it's different. The offense is a little different. We've made some changes and has evolved, especially with Deshaun. But those things he can catch up with pretty quickly.
I got one more question.
Sure.
Excuse me, Mark. He's coming back with Watson at quarterback. It was a lot different than the quarterbacks he's been playing with who were more pocket, even though Hoyer and Fitzy could run. Is there a difference for an offensive lineman playing with a quarterback like Watson for the first time?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's different because the clock's a little bit different. So in other words, if you've got a drop back passer, then you know you've got certain protection schemes and you've got certain rhythm when the ball comes out. That rhythm gets it's different. It's different with a guy like Deshaun because he can move. He can be mobile in the pocket. He can move around. So you've got to have a little bit of awareness, A, that it the play might last a little bit longer, and B, to get a sense of where he is so that you can finish blocks to give him that extra time. Because, you know, he's buying time not to run around. He's buying time to look downfield to deliver the ball. And so if you can give him that extra time as an offensive lineman and have that awareness, you know, those little things, you know, we talk about this being a game of inches. Those little things make a big difference if an offensive lineman understands that and can finish a block and give him a chance to deliver the ball.
Rick, new player, not to the NFL, but to the Texans, Jelani Jenkins, linebacker. What can he bring to the table for you?
Athleticism. He's fast. I mean, he can run. He's a good athlete. He's played in this league and played successfully. You know, glad to get him. You know, we needed some depth. We felt like we needed depth at the inside linebacker position with Cole going down. And so, you know, to have an opportunity to add a guy like that with his type of athleticism this late in the year, we felt fortunate about it. And so hopefully he can help us. You know, his role initially will be special teams. He's got enough athleticism and experience that maybe he ends up transferring and helping us a little bit on defense as well as he gets into the system and learns what we're doing.
Another player who was a little nicked up, but he's getting healthier. I don't think we've discussed him in this setting. Ben Heaney, another linebacker. What about him, Rick?
Same deal. You know, I like him as a football player, and we were glad to get him. We got him, and there were some things that he needed to do from a health perspective to get right, and we've been able to do that with him, and he's been out there practicing this week. So, again, another athletic guy that can help us on special teams. He's got good football instincts. He's a tough guy. And so it was a position of need. So we added a couple good players, I think, at the position.
What can you tell us about scouting the college ranks and how that's going for you right now as we're 10 games left of the regular season in the NFL? It feels like the college season started to wind down a little bit almost as you get into November.
Well, it is. You know, it is. And there are some games that, you know, obviously UCLA plays Washington in the same city that we'll be playing in this weekend. So maybe there's a scouting opportunity there. And you know, we've got a Monday night game coming up. And so there's another opportunity to go, you know, for me personally to see some teams and play and those kind of things. We've got our you know, monthly call with our college scouts that are out. And you know, we'll do that. And get a sense of where we are, and it, you know, so it's always ongoing. We'll bring those guys into Houston in a few weeks to really start to set the board. Really, believe it or not, in December. So
wow.
It's moving, and it always does.
Rick, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Rick.
Guys, thanks.